229. O sincere servant of the True One, I hear thou art grieved and distressed at the happenings of the world and the vicissitudes of fortune. Wherefore this fear and sorrow? The true lovers of the Abha beauty, and they that have quaffed the cup of the covenant, fear no calamity, nor feel depressed in the hour of trial. They regard the fire of adversity as their garden of delight, and the depth of the sea the expanse of heaven. Thou who art neath the shelter of God and under the shadow of the tree of his covenant, why sorrow and repine? Rest thou assured and feel confident. Observe the written commandments of thy Lord with joy and peace, with earnestness and sincerity, and be thou the well-wisher of thy country and thy government. His grace shall assist thee at all times. His blessings shall be bestowed upon thee, and thy heart's desire shall be realized. By the ancient beauty, may my life be a sacrifice for his loved ones. Were the friends to realize what a glorious sovereignty the Lord hath destined for them in his kingdom, surely they would be filled with ecstasy, would behold themselves crowned with immortal glory and carried away with transports of delight. Ere long it shall be made manifest how brilliantly the light of his bountiful care and mercy hath shone upon his loved ones, and what a turbulent ocean hath been stirred in their hearts. Then will they clamour and exclaim, "Happy are we, let all the world rejoice."